Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice enough to join us on the line. He's about to depart for Cleveland. Covers the team. Does an awesome job for NBC Sports Philadelphia. Dave Zingaro. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
So, Dave, camp officially broke at the NovaCare Complex yesterday. 12 practices, I believe, in total. By all accounts, if I'm reading your Twitter account, as well as several others who cover the team, was this the best day yet from Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, it was right up there. And the impressive thing about it was that it started off really rocky. It was they had a red zone period, and I thought the defense really dominated that particular period of practice. And it had the feeling like, oh, man, this might be a really bad day for the offense. We saw that earlier in camp. There were some days where the defense just really dominated, but I give Hurst credit. I give the offense credit. They ended up rebounding quite nicely, and he had a really good day.
How much stock are you putting into what you've seen from Hurst thus far? Has he checked any boxes of things you'd like to see?
Look, I don't think it's like some eureka moment where you're watching him and saying, yeah, he's got it now. I think we've seen improvement, but you know, the question for me still remains, like, is the improvement we're going to see this year still enough? And I don't know that answer yet. I don't know how anyone can really know that answer yet. I've been encouraged by what I've seen from him this summer. And I'm encouraged by the team they have around him. I mean, I think the offensive line is very good. I think adding A.J. Brown is going to make a huge difference for this team. I think Dallas Goedert really stepping into that tight end one role is going to make a huge difference. But a lot of it still comes down to Hurts. And you look, as much as we love to watch him in camp, and I think you can glean some things from it, the test is going to come on September 11th when they get on the field for the first time in a real game. And nothing really is a substitute for that. And I don't think anyone really knows exactly what to expect from him this year.
So one of the things that has always concerned me with Jalen, I mean, you could talk about, you know, does he have the arm strength or not? All that, but what concerns me most is kind of what we saw in that one series in the preseason opener against the Jets. When he drops back, when he leaves the pocket, pressured or not, he generally almost always rolls to his right, which he feels more confident doing that. And if he's going to throw the ball, you know, while scrambling to the right side of the field, he can utilize his legs in order to do it. In the past, the limited times where he's been forced to roll out of the pocket and go to his left, that's when you have off-target passes, kind of wobbly ones, hence people bringing up the whole noodle arm aspect. Have we seen at all, or have you seen, I should say, at least at camp, more of him rolling to his left, or has it generally still been the same when he rolls out of the pocket?
Well, I think most of the time his natural inclination is going to be to go right, and I don't think you're ever going to break that. And I don't think any quarterback, they're naturally going to roll to the side where their dominant hand is. What I will say is early in camp, there was one play where he rolled left, made a terrible decision to throw the ball, tried to tuck it between a few defenders and got picked off. And I remember seeing that play and thinking that was probably the worst throw all camp for him. And that was kind of what spurred the conversation about, well, what's practice really for? Are you trying to treat it like a game? Are you trying to make the right decision? Or are you trying to throw some passes that you might not throw in a game and you're just trying to see what you can do in practice? I think it's a little bit of both, but Nick Sirianni clearly didn't like that throw, and it's one that Jalen probably shouldn't make. So a little bit later in camp, it was a very similar play, and he just threw it away, which in a certain way was like great progress to watch, just a simple throwaway, because he realized he couldn't make that toss. I don't know if anyone could make the toss that he was looking at. I think, and there have been some times where he's rolled left and he's hit guys.
Okay.
I think he's not going to have the same arm rolling left as he does right. I think that's pretty natural. And I think it's about, the important thing there is the decision making. It's He can't make a throw like we saw early in camp in a game.
That can be a
devastating interception.
Well, yeah, Dave, that's what my biggest concern is because, as you mentioned, he tends to always go to his right. If I'm an opposing defense and if I have competent personnel, I'm probably going to start off by stacking the box and try to force him to go left if I can, which is going to put him in that uncomfortable situation from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, forcing a quarterback one way or the other, easier said than done because how do you force a quarterback one way opposed to the other? If he breaks the pocket, he's going to go where he wants. And
right.
I also think, his legs are still a real weapon. And teams have to account for it. And, look, obviously you want him to evolve as a passer, and that's what these training camps are for, and you want him to get to a certain level in that area of his game. And we all kind of assume that, yes, of course the legs are still there. The threat of the legs are still there, and that matters. He's not a typical passer because he has that ability, and you don't want to completely strip him of that because if you do that, then, that's kind of what gives him the potential to be a special player is his ability not just to run with the ball, but to extend plays and buy his receivers time. And we've seen that in camp too. He's a really tough practice player from the standpoint of he ends up getting the offensive and defensive coaches yelling at each other because they don't know when the play is dead or not. There are certain times where Gannon says it's a sack, and the offensive coaches say, no, he would have gotten away from that. And a 7-second play can happen when he's the quarterback. So from that standpoint, he's a little tricky as a practice player, but you can't completely strip him of that ability. And that it's really what separates him from a lot of players in the league.
Well, one addition that Howie Roseman was able to give him, which will certainly help him, even if the pass is slightly off, is A.J. Brown. Dave, I can't recall this much excitement for an addition at wide receiver since Terrell Owens. In the limited time that you have seen him to this point, is he as advertised?
He's the real deal. He just is. He is so big and so explosive for that size, too. I didn't cover T.O. I was here with Alshon, who was another big receiver who maybe at some point in his career had that explosiveness. By the time he got here, he didn't. It's like watching that type of big body, but with 4.4 speed, it's really fun. And he's making a ton of plays out here. Him and Jalen seem to be really on the same page from just about day one. It's a major addition. Yeah, he has to stay healthy. He has had a few injuries in his career. He's been healthy since, knock on wood, since he's been here in camp. But I just don't know how this guy doesn't make a major impact this year. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player, and the Eagles haven't had a receiver like him in, gosh, a really long time.
So there's been a lot of, within the fan base and media, Dave, a lot of use of the word elite when projecting what the Eagles could be this season. Does the word elite fit in your vocabulary with this team right now, or is it far too early to project something like that?
I mean, I'm not going to call them elite not until they step on a real football field. I think there are elements of this team that are elite. I think the offensive line is elite. I think that unit is very good. I think they have certain players who you could put in that category. But the team overall, no, I'm not ready to say this is an elite team. I think this is a playoff team. I think this is a playoff team that's even better than the playoff team we saw last year from them. I think they have a real shot at that division. But elite, I won't go there quite yet.
All right, so final question, Dave. You are going to depart for Cleveland in just a few hours, watch some joint practices, and then obviously a game to cover on Sunday. Dave, being that they are going to have these joint practices, and I imagine they will be probably mostly physical without tackling to the ground, I assume, does that mean it is more than likely we will not see starters on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much the way this is going to go. I'd be really surprised if we saw, especially if they, these 2 days of work are what they expect. It really takes the place of the game, which is a shame for fans who want to go to the stadium and watch it, but that's the way this is going. They're going to get their real work in these joint practices. In a controlled environment where the risk of injury is at least minimized as opposed to putting them out there in a live situation at the stadium where they can't control it. So that's probably the way this is headed.
Dave Zingaro does an awesome job covering the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. For links to all his stories, including some of the latest on some of the rookie draft picks, you should be following him on Twitter at the letter D Zingaro NBCS. Thanks, Dave. Have fun. Dave, are you going to hit up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while you're there?
I am not, but I've been there before. It's a really fun museum to check out.
Yeah, it's certainly a bucket list spot. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yep, take care.
All right, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.